Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. These next few words from Robert Kiyosaki.
So I'm standing in front of like 500 Muslims.
Are huge. Now, when we come back after we listen to them, I'm going to let you know why they're huge and what we can benefit from them. And also, I got a free gift for you at the end.
I'm in Istanbul speaking to Muslims. So I realized what I was taught about radicalized Islam was inaccurate. And I think that's the problem. We don't understand each other.
Lack of education.
Correct. So I'm standing in front of like 500 Muslims, and I have no idea what Muslims are. And they're good people.
Now, for those that don't know who Robert Kiyosaki is, many view him as a legendary figure who has changed the way how people look at money. An entrepreneur, investor, author, and motivational speaker by profession. He is the author of the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So in a nutshell, Robert Kiyosaki, he's famous. He's rubbed elbows with some of the most influential, famous people, well-known people in America. And they say he's brilliant when it comes to money, making money. He's the king of the dunya. And at the same time, he's humble enough to admit when he's wrong. So let's get into his first statement. What he was taught about radicalized Islam was inaccurate. What he probably meant to say was what he was taught about Islam was wrong, as there's no radical Islam. Islam is Islam. Peace and purpose in life gained by submission to the Creator's will, not your desires. To the one and only God Almighty, Allah. This is Islam. And then he said, I had no idea what Muslims are, but they're good people. Alhamdulillah. Now, 3 points and takeaways I want to leave Robert Kiyosaki with and you. 3 points I want to leave Robert Kiyosaki with and you, the audience. Number one, be humble and know your limits. You see, just to strike an example, I'm a black belt professor of Gracie Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Alhamdulillah. I don't know capoeira or tai chi, so it's not my business to be talking too much about capoeira or tai chi. You see, this man's brilliant on what he focused in on and mastered, and that's making money. But knows nothing about Islam, except probably the wrong information that he's gotten from the fake news and misinformation media machine. Probably the corrupt, divide and conquer politicians, ignorant religious leaders, and the Islamophobia business machine that manufactures fear and hate. Number two, look how powerful the human connection is when he connected with all the Muslims and the proper education is. You see, Robert Kiyosaki just got a taste of, but imagine if he continues with his skills learning and growing about Islam and others who are in the same ignorant state that he was. And ignorance just means just not knowing. They can learn a lot from these simple but brilliant words of Robert Kiyosaki. And before we go on to the third and final point, just imagine how many people are out there. They're brilliant in whatever they focus in on, just like he's brilliant in this area of expertise, but they know nothing about Islam. We had recently Jordan Peterson, who also was humble enough to say he just doesn't know. But he, in the past, made some blunders, huge blunders, when he started to open up and talk about Islam. Then when he was educated by people who are experts in the field, he was like, I really don't know. He was humble enough. We have another instance now, Robert Kiyosaki. We've got to make this trend keep going that people are not, you know, how many times that you corner someone where now they're brilliant in one aspect and now you start to go ahead and get into another subject and then they just start blabbering on. They just start going on talking and they're talking rubbish. They're talking maybe what they've heard from some of the media outlets and from these other avenues that are representing Islam in the wrong way. So this is a very key important point. Just because someone is an expert in one area, it's common sense. Just like I gave you an example about myself. I don't go talking about capoeira or tai chi. I don't start talking about economics and other areas and get out of my league, get out of my lane. You got to stay in your lane. So he admits
Islam was inaccurate. And I think that's the problem. We don't understand each other.
And how many are you out there? You've probably been fed the wrong information. You got to be humble enough and say, I don't know. And if you want to learn, if you're sincere, we're here to help you grow. Now, third and final point, let me give you a simple, quick overview of Islam and a gift at the end for your patience and eagerness to learn and grow. And note, each one of these can be elaborated on for hours. Lectures can be given, but I'm just giving you a taste. Let's start off with Islam. Like I said earlier, Islam is to gain peace and purpose in his life by submitting your will. Not to yourself, not to your desires, not to your mind, not to your logic, not to your human being or anything in creation, but to the will of the creator of the heavens and earth, God Almighty Allah. And a Muslim is one who does that action of submitting his or her will to the creator of the heavens and earth. And just a beautiful point, everything in creation submits itself to the creator of the heavens and earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, the animals, everything in creation, it has no choice but to surrender its will. But the human being has a choice. Is he or her going to submit his or her will to your desires or to the one who created the human being, God Almighty Allah? Now, Islam is built on 6 articles of faith and 5 pillars. Now, the 6 articles of faith compare to when you're erecting a house. First, you have to do the excavation and then you build the foundation. This is underground. This is in your heart. If you can believe this, then you're on your way to becoming a Muslim. You're on your way to accepting Islam. Real quickly and simply, the 6 articles are the belief. These are the belief. This is what you believe. They start with the belief in one and only one God, the creator of the heavens and earth. Not a trinity, not 3-in-1, but one unique creator of the heavens and earth. In Arabic, we say Allah. He doesn't become born. He doesn't die. He doesn't drink, eat food, go to the bathroom. He's not ignorant of anything. He knows all things. He's not a human being. He's not an angel. He doesn't have associates or partners. He's absolutely one. It's the pure belief in pure monotheism. Number 2, in the angels and the revelation that came through these angels to the messengers, the belief in the messengers, the books, the authentic scriptures that revealed. We have for example, what was given to Moses in his original, the Torah, what was given to Jesus in its original, the Injil, what was given to Prophet Muhammad, which we have today as a living miracle, the Quran, the verbatim word of God Almighty, the Quran, the belief in these books in their original pristine form. And then you have the belief in the Day of Judgment, Paradise to Hellfire, and the predestiny. So there you have it, quick and simple, the 6 articles of faith, the belief in one and only one God, the angels, the messengers, the divine books that were revealed, the Day of Judgment, Paradise, Hellfire, and predestiny. So when you believe in this, this is an in the heart. This is what you believe. You're firmly convinced of this. And now you have to testify. You have to put it in action. The house is built on the foundation. That's the articles of faith. And now you come up to the pillars. So the house is constructed on the foundation. And now what holds it up are these pillars. And we have the 5 pillars. Look how beautiful this is. How it all sinks in. The 5 pillars of Islam. So if you believe what we just talked about, these articles, now you profess it. Now it has to come out. Not just stays in your heart. You have to profess it through your tongue and through your limbs, through actions. Because, as I often say, talk is cheap. So number 1 pillar is that you testify that there's nothing worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and earth, God Almighty Allah, and that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, just like the preceding messengers. He was a messenger, but the final, just to name a few, you had Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, peace be upon him. These were some of the greatest messengers. And Muhammad just being the final messenger sent to mankind. So you testify this testimony of faith. And now you start establishing the second pillar, which is prayer, minimum 5 times a day. You start to pay the poor due tax as the third pillar. You start to fast during the month of Ramadan. This is another pillar. And if you're physically and financially able, you make the pilgrimage to not Disneyland, but to Hajj, Mecca. These are the 5 pillars of faith. And this is Islam. This is what it is. And books are written on all these things. And the final thing I want to say is that I'm very elated and happy to hear someone like Robert Kiyosaki.
So I'm standing in front of like 500 Muslims, and I have no idea what Muslims are. And they're good people.
And hopefully others will come out and be humble enough to say they just don't know, they've been wrong. And many people, 99% of the people probably out there who've gotten information from the mainstream media, and they have this, you know, fear and apprehension, they are people who've been misinformed, they're wrong. And if they admit that to themselves, they start to tune into the Deen Show, they start to seek help from the creator of the heavens and earth, God Almighty, the one and only, for guidance, hopefully they can be on a new road of learning and growing and expanding their heart and mind. And I want to fulfill my promise. I promise to get you a gift at the end for your eagerness to learn and grow and for your patience, which is a free copy of the Quran. So you're humble enough to sit through all this and open enough. So I'm going to go ahead and have you visit thedeenshow.com, visit the website, and go ahead and we'll get you a free copy of the Quran. Thank you very much. And I invite Robert Kiyosaki. I'd love to have you on the program so we can talk more about your experiences there in Istanbul with the Muslims. And hopefully others, it can be a benefit where others can hear more about this journey so they can also expand their mind, because we need more education in these topics, proper education, more of this human connection, so we can get rid of this manufactured fear and hate and we can go ahead and learn to live in peace with one another. Thank you for tuning in. Subscribe if you haven't already. Leave your comments in the comments below, and we look forward to seeing you here. Support us on our Patreon page. We look forward to seeing you again here on The Dean Show. Until next time, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.